It was in 1478 when the Elector of Brandenburg, Margrave Albrecht III, Achilles, set out to conquer and subjugate Pomerania, which was then ruled by Duke Boguslav X. The fortified castle of Szadko was an important stronghold for the Pomeranians. As the Brandenburg troops were readying themselves to storm the castle walls, the Margrave promised his men wealth and splendor. He told them that whatever they managed to grab from the castle in Szadko, they would be allowed to keep. Among the troops was a rampart master, Wilwold, who was building a bridge across the castle moat. Elsewhere in the ranks, his uncle Lawrence was storming the walls when a great boulder struck him and knocked him off the ladder. He fell to the ground and laid there barely alive. Once Wilwold learned of his uncle's mishap, he called on his companions to help, but they were more interested in looting than in upholding the principles of chivalry. The uncle laid unconscious until one of Wilwold's companions agreed to lend a hand. Together they dragged the injured Lawrence to a safe place under the tower. When the battle was over, Wilwold, assisted by a bullard and some men, carried the uncle to his tent. Blood gushed from Lawrence's head when they took off his helmet. They put a feather to his mouth, and from its movement, they knew the uncle was still drawing breath. He laid on the cot, unconscious, for 2 days, but on the third day, he woke up and asked for stew. They brought him a bowl, and he devoured it. Lawrence's recovery brought much joy to everyone. Wilwold, however, failed to loot anything of value for himself and remained as poor as he was before. But he would not go without a reward, for the Margrave decided to reward those who fought most bravely in the siege with knighthood, and Wilwold was one of them.